This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
When everybody's heard about the bird, all
right, ladies and gentlemen. We were worried we may not be able to connect with Matt Bracken today. He had a tech issue at his house, but he is connected, and he will now be hosting the fourth hour. So we're looking forward to having him take over. And we will be airing the Jacob Wool press conference whenever that goes live and they make their conclusive statements upon the findings of their investigation into Ilhan Omar. Real quick, for a news blitz here. Lawmakers demand answers on surprise microphones inside the Google Nest. Oh, okay, so what? You're going to put Sundar Pichai back on the stand under oath so we can get away with perjury? FTC's new task force could be trouble for big tech today. This one is out of the Wall Street Journal. Again, the FTC has launched a new task force to look at monopolistic practices of big tech. We'll see if that rubber ever meets the road. Actress Jennifer Lawrence lays out a plan to save America. So Jennifer Lawrence has it all figured out, folks. She's gonna take care of everything. No, the irony here is that Hollywood telling us how to run our lives is the most ridiculous thing ever. And it's the arrogance of these people that they think we care. We don't. We're not even going to see your movies anymore. And then this story made me realize the truth about Bill Maher's statements the other day when he said that, flyover country is jealous of the coasts. Oh, really? We're jealous of feces and needles on the streets of San Francisco? Really? We're jealous of taxes in New York that are so high people are leaving in droves? No, the truth is that Bill Maher and Jennifer Lawrence are jealous of flyover country, that we actually live simple lives, happy lives, and we don't need all the glitz and the glamour to make us happy. That's their misery projected onto us. They're the ones that wish they live in flyover country. They're the ones that can't stand the fact they live in these overcrowded, literal hellholes covered in human feces. But then they try to deny it and project it onto us like, oh, they're so jealous of us. No. Oh, we're not. We can't stand you anymore. This is from the Hollywood Reporter. Look at this. Did the pressures and anxiety of modern fame play any role in Jesse Smollett's seemingly inexplicable behavior? Inexplicable? The guy hated Trump and he hated white people. There's his behavior explained. But can you believe, again, I'm about to break Jesse Smollett and the pressure of Hollywood fame. Oh my gosh, it's so hard. I'm a pampered actor that gets anything and everything I want and millions of dollars. It's so hard on me. Oh, feel bad for me, America. I just staged a hate crime, a total hoax, to try to start a race war in this country. Please feel bad for me. Oh. And the liberal press goes along with it. London blood-soaked after 5 stabbings in 24 hours. Well, you know who did that. Netanyahu to be charged with bribery pending hearing. That story's been floating for 2 years. Immigrant suspected of 5 rapes in Swedish ski village. Yeah. Okay, let's get a quick call in here. Let's go to D in New York. D, I'm sorry, you got 60 seconds, but go ahead.
Hi, Owen. That's all right. I just wanted to make a comment about that Tlaib woman from yesterday during the Cohen hearing when she called Mark Meadows a racist. And Elijah Cummings, you know, like grandstanded about how what great friends they are, and yet you're the chairman of the committee and you allowed her to get away with it. And you allowed that pathetic wannabe apology that she lobbed out someone. We know exactly who you meant, honey. We know you were talking to Mark Meadows. I just wanted to get your opinion on what you thought.
You know, Elijah Cummings is a really interesting case because he is like a, he's not like, he has radical leftist instincts, but like on a certain level, he does play things down the middle. I mean, you can go back and if you go back and listen to the Daryl Issa hearings with Elijah Cummings, he was all pissed off that Congress was trying to hide the truth about that. And like you said, I mean, he is, despite him and Jim Jordan, you know, bashing heads politically, they are good friends. So it's this weird, same thing with Van Jones. Van Jones was at CPAC, and he did an interview with some guys that were wearing Trump hats. Totally cool exchange. But when he goes on CNN, it's like a totally different thing. So I don't really know if I can fully explain that, but as far as this radical leftist claiming that Mark Meadows is racist, she's probably a racist, and so that's why she's projecting.
My leaps and my bounds. The number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours. So take a half pack the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, in the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, we've got two things coming up. The press conference where the findings in the investigation into Ilhan Omar, that is going to be coming up shortly, and Matt Bracken takes over the fourth hour. Now, I'm about to hand the baton over to Matt, and I want to hand it over in this fashion. A lot of what you have predicted on the Alex Jones Show has come to fruition. We're not celebrating this. It's just the truth. And now, seemingly every day, there's a new attack on a Trump supporter by a radical leftist. And, as we predicted here, yourself included, the left is now staging crimes to blame Trump supporters. Matt Bracken, you predicted all about all this. You wrote about it on your website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. You wrote about it in your books. So I just want to hand the baton off to you and get you off racing to just comment on the fact that the left is becoming more unhinged, trying to start a race war in this country, and trying to frame crimes, is probably just going to get worse on conservatives. So Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, he takes over. He's got his exclusive intel. Matt Bracken.
Thanks, Owen. Yeah, it's this is something that resonated with me yesterday, when I saw the Joe Rogan interview with Alex. You know, Joe said a lot of the stuff you've been predicting has turned out to be true, too. And my response is the same as Alex's. I don't want to be right about this stuff. I'd rather be wrong. You know, who wants this potential civil war, race war that we're lurching into? Nobody sane would want it. So it's more in the manner of trying to warn people that are wondering, can this really be happening? And what should I do to prepare? You know, I don't like being a Cassandra. I don't like being, you know, a preacher of doom and gloom. I wish that I could just write, you know, genre detective fiction during the good old days, you know, the 60s, 70s, 80s. I mean, and paradoxically, we had the looming threat of a global nuclear holocaust over the top of our heads. But it never happened. And the times were basically pretty good. Maybe the technology wasn't as cool. We didn't have smartphones. You know, you had payphones that you had to find and put coins in. You know, youngsters can even imagine. But now look at the societal collapse around our heads. When you see one of the two major parties defending infanticide, there's no other way to put it. You know, this harkens back to ancient civilizations that went off the rails in such spectacular fashion that they're remembered, you know, down through the millennia, you know, like the Sodom and Gomorrah's, you know, they become such a spectacular fail that it's preached in oral and then written tradition generation after generation. These are societies that are just blaring out to the world that they're about to collapse. When you have the sexualizing of children, you know, when you have little boys in gay strip clubs doing the bump and grind in G-strings, you know, like 10, 11-year-old boys, trans boys, this is not a healthy society, folks. And you can say what you want about the Chinese and the Russians, and maybe even to some extent the Iranians. You can say what you want about their cultures and societies, even their religions. But when they look at us, they have to be shaking their heads and saying, this is a society that is stumbling towards a collapse. You know, there's no coincidence that two of our most high-tech destroyers, Burke-class destroyers, were hit by tankers. This is a warning that our military, even our military, has lost its way. Political correctness in the United States has become the most important value. There are naval captains and admirals who are basically pretending that the naked emperor is wearing beautiful clothes. They get up every day and they say, political correctness is where it's at. Diversity is our strength. They know it's a lie. They know that our best military units have become political correct clown shows. This is not a way to run a military that's going to win any kind of a serious major war. I'm not talking about drone wars where, you know, you can throw a couple elite troops on the ground and have predators circling, you know, to drop hellfires. I'm talking about a grinded out on the ground, like Korean War II or a war in Europe or a war in Southeast Asia, a serious, real war. Our present civilization, our society, could not support a World War II today. We would fold up like a cheap suit. Nobody would want to, you know, to join the military by the tens of thousands and go to fight at Iwo Jima and Okinawa, a Normandy landing. We just couldn't do it. And our enemies know it. Our country's becoming a very dangerous clown show. And now the latest thing is social media just absolutely putting the screws on with censorship. This is because the left can't win an argument. What they have to do is put the mute button on all other arguments other than the left. This is why we've seen, you know, Tommy Robinson's unbelievable, terrific video on the Panorama BBC expose. Anybody who hasn't seen this, really, take an hour and watch this. If you can imagine the British version of 60 Minutes having the tables turned on them by a reverse sting, so the conservative who's being set up as the patsy in the documentary turns the tables and actually does an expose on 60 Minutes or BBC Panorama. Well, within less than one day of this video being out, Tommy Robinson was completely banned from Facebook and Instagram, where he had, you know, unbelievable numbers of followers. Now he's down to YouTube, and he expects to disappear from YouTube at any minute. So this is what's happening. And leading into 2020, we're going to see this ramp up. I mean, I posted about the Tommy Robinson video with a link to the YouTube video. Now, it's legit on YouTube, right? It's still legit, not banned on YouTube, the Tommy Robinson Panorama video. I posted a link to it, and I got another 30-day ban. You know, within hours, I was given my eighth 30-day ban in the last 18 months. So basically, they give me a few weeks, then they kick me off for another month. Well, this is what they're doing across the board. So not only is Tommy Robinson banned from Facebook, now Facebook has increased the censorship to where they don't permit you to post about banned people in a positive way. So posting, I think that Tommy Robinson got screwed over by Facebook, gets you banned from Facebook. I mean, this is sounding like the Soviet Union. And just imagine what's going to happen leading into 2020 with all of the, you know that the Democrats are going to be doing the vote harvesting. They're going to be harvesting out of the graveyards. They're going to be, you know, stashing boxes of extra ballots to push over the close races like in Orange County or almost in Broward County. And social media is not going to let us talk about it. They're going to throttle, or what do they call it? Now it's called de-boosting. So they use algorithms to essentially turn our volume down. We have the illusion of free speech, but if it's not really free speech, if your volume is turned down and the left's volume is turned up. I mean, we're really getting into a time where we need to start thinking about alternative social media anywhere that we can find it, because, you know, I only stay on Facebook sort of to test their censorship. And obviously, you know, as a guinea pig, it's pretty illustrative. You know, 8 months out of the last, 16 or 17 months, I've been banned, you know, for nothing, just for being a conservative, basically, not going along with the program. All right. When we come back from the break, I'm going to kick it to the phone calls. So the call-in number, you should all know by now, 877-789-2539, 789-ALEX. And we'll be going to the phones when we come back from the break and have some other surprises today. And we'll see you in a couple.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17. $29.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Sling Bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're back. And as I promised, we're going to go to the phones. Not surprisingly, what do you think people would like to talk about? A few people want to talk about Alex's appearance on Joe Rogan. I just checked something like 3,100,000 views in under a day. I mean, that's some numbers right there. That's some massive interest. And up on the phones, I see Jeff in Canada has been holding on for an hour and a half to talk about Joe Rogan. So, Jeff, you deserve the prize for patience. Go ahead.
Hey, Matt. Great show today. I just really enjoy all that InfoWars does. I want to give a shout-out to the crew. I know there's like a busy kitchen back there. They do a fantastic job. A couple of quick points. You know, Alex going on Joe's podcast, I mean, I just kudos for him for reaching out to a friend and trying to bridge, you know, a breach in the relationship. But I think the powerful moment for me out of that whole thing was the red-pilling of Joe in regards to post-birth infanticide, and how, you know, it's a shocking thing. And I think, you know, I think Joe's going to have an awakening when he starts seeing the extreme, uncensored ridiculousness and hypocrisy that's going on, and get it unfiltered. So just kudos for Alex for that. On the line,
that was very big of both of them to I think that was very big of both of them to sit down together, because it's easy for a feud to take on a life of its own, and there's no gain out of that. So go ahead.
Yeah, and I think the right thing to do there, which they did, was display the First Amendment for a period of time where all of a sudden things get breached. When people have freedom to be able to communicate and talk and work things through and share ideas, good things cannot but come out of that. So that's wonderful. You know, but I want to talk about just three quick points about hypocrisy. You know, it's the people in the media that make their living off the First Amendment that are attacking the First Amendment. It's the beneficiaries of capitalism that want socialism and communism. And final point, the beneficiaries, and this is the one that gets my blood boiling, every single person who is against abortion and infanticide is the direct beneficiary of someone making a pro-choice, pro-life decision. And, you know, I hear these people crying about, oh, you know, it's going to cut into my life and my entertainment dollars and stuff like that, so I need to have an abortion. You know, I watched a woman, she was in a flood, and I don't know the video exactly of this, she was in a flood, and she climbed this tree, she's 9 months pregnant, and she gives birth in the tree. You know, people have challenges in their life, but you have to at some point man up and say, I'm the beneficiary of all the generations before me, and now I'm going to take the stand of terminating the people's lives because I just have an inconvenience in my life. It's hypocrisy to the nth degree, and I want to say to people on the fence right now, do not be a hypocrite any longer. Take the one thing that God gave us is Jesus Christ, and he is God in knowable form. Jesus is God, and everything is solved by that. We had a caller earlier say that he was in a drug haze and being attacked by demons and called out in the name of Jesus. That happened to me in my life, and instantly the power over the demonic broke. And that is the true God. That is true Jesus Christ authority over these demons. These people are filled with demons, and they want to censor the name of Jesus above everything. Don't be a hypocrite any longer.
Well, even in the Supreme Court with the World War I Memorial Cross in Maryland, you know, the demonic forces have to drive God out of our society. And when you see a society where you drop below replacement birth rates, that's evidence right there of an unhealthy society. You know, even when biologists bring in a group of animals from the wild to breed, the sign of their health or lack of health is, do they reproduce? And we're not reproducing. This is a very sick and unhealthy culture. And I think that there are going to be calamities ahead of us. And I think there will also be a revival and a rebirth, because there are, in opposition, there are the godly forces. You can say Jesus Christ. You know, you can include a wider scope for godliness or natural law, even if you're not a particularly religious person. But the demonic forces are absolutely not only against Christianity, they are against natural law. You know, I think it was in the Gospel of Matthew where he's recording Jesus as saying, you know, it would be better for anyone that leads these children into sin to have a millstone put around their neck and cast them into a lake. Well, our whole society right now is sexualizing children. It's a very deviant and perverted culture. And, there's going to be a break. I mean, we've got these sexual deviants and Bolsheviks on the left, and they're not going to quit. You know, they are in for this next race. I think they're going to pull out all the stops to do what they did in Orange County, California. Anything that's within a few percentage points, they're just going to haul in truckloads of ballots and then say, we won, and that's it. I don't know at what point the Civil War starts, but we're already seeing false flags. Jussie Smollett was a classic false flag. Imagine if he had gotten away with it, if he had not been quite as stupid, if there had been video that they tried to get under the camera, but the camera was pointing the wrong way, if there had been video of quote-unquote Trump supporters beating up a black gay man, I mean, we right now would be possibly in the middle of race riots already. And his intention was to build up anger against white men, Trump supporters. You know, this is a classic false flag, and thank God it was revealed at the last moment. We don't have really enough time for another call in this segment. We are going to come back to calls, but I just want to tell people, this is the time now to prepare. You know, we don't know the day or the hour that we're going to, you know, flip the light switch in the morning and nothing's going to come on. The clock radio is going to be black when you wake up, but that day is coming. So, you know, if you don't right now have the ability to stay in your house for a month, for example, without going out to find food or water, I think you're kidding yourself. You're living in a fool's paradise. It's paradoxical. We have the most affluent country in the history of the world where, you know, you don't have to get up from the couch to change channels. A robot practically will bring you your next beer. But all of that can be gone in a flash. And now is the time to prepare. That means, you know, visit InfoWars Store. There's a lot there you can get in the way of preps. Visit all of your, you know, your regular ammunition and freeze-dried food supplies places, because that's what's going to save you. If you have to go out in the first couple weeks of absolute mayhem, your family might not survive. So it's important that you prepare now. And we'll come back to more calls on the other side of this break.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, work or on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Matt Bracken.
What a time to be alive. Yeah, I was watching some of the Cohen hearings yesterday at Soviet-style show trial, media trial. It was pretty pretty amazing at times, not very surprising. But the main takeaway that I get from it is, what would you do if, you know, you weren't a perfect guy and maybe you had done a few scams here and there along the way, but your real crime is being associated with Donald Trump, and the feds come at you with full force, and you're already over 60, and they're going to put you in a very hard federal penitentiary for 70 years. That's what's on the table. 70 years, hard time in a hellhole federal pen. Or if you become a wind-up doll, if you, you know, accept the script, you'll get 3 years in a club-fed Otisville, where instead of doing hard time, you do card time, you know, playing gin with your buds in the day room, no cell doors, easy days. 3 years in club fed, or die in a federal penitentiary. You know, maybe not even live out your life because you'll get shanked. Would you have the character to say, no, I won't do it? And imagine the pressure right now on Jerome Corsi and our own Roger Stone. Imagine the pressure that these men are under. You know, you're going to die in prison unless you become a paid perjurer for corrupt DAs. I hope that none of us are ever put in that position, but I hope that we would have the integrity and the courage to never become a liar just to ease our own burden. And, you know, there are people in prison, languishing in prison, that have been set up and totally, you know, legally raped. Not everybody in prison deserves to be there. And, you know, I've heard from some of them and from some of their wives, people who have been set up and crucified, you know, and it makes you wonder what would happen if, you know, if you saw the Fed swarm in your house at 5 a.m. and you knew what was coming after that would be eventually a choice between 70 years in prison, die in a hard time Fed pen, or 3 years in a club Fed, what would you take? What would be the price of your integrity and your honor? And that's what we saw yesterday. We saw one guy that he obviously took the easy deal and became a mouthpiece for the feds. Okay, let's go back to the phones now. I see Daniel in Missouri wants to talk about Joe Rogan. What else? Go ahead, Daniel.
Yeah, so I just listened to the podcast with Joe Rogan there. And I heard Alex talking about when he was having dreams as a child and kind of falling, closing his eyes and falling back into a blackness, a vortex. I know this sounds crazy, and I kind of feel silly talking about it, but I've had the same experiences. I'm wondering who all, if other people have had the same experiences. And here's what my mind has gathered from it. God has called us apart from this world early in our lives and has prepared us all for this time. And I'm just calling on all the men in this country to gather yourselves and calm yourselves and prepare yourselves, consecrate yourselves, and just get your house in order, get your mind in order, because you, our women and our children are in desperate need of us right now. And I want to read something. This is not biblical. It's out of the Meditations of Marcus Aurelius. It really struck me yesterday. The reason I'm reading this is because when I try to communicate with people, I get super emotional when I try to relay all this information, right? It makes me mad what they're doing to the babies. It makes me mad what they're doing to our psyche, our minds, when I think about it. But we have to gather ourselves, men out there that are hearing my voice. And I want to read this to you. It says, and along with not getting angry at others, try not to pander either. Both are forms of selfishness. Both of them will do you harm. When you start to lose your temper, remember, there's nothing manly about rage. It's courtesy and kindness that define a human being and a man. That's who possesses strength and nerves and guts, not angry whiners. To react like that brings you closer to impassivity, not so to strength. Pain is the opposite of strength, and so is anger. Both things we suffer from and yield to.
Go ahead. Yeah, we are going to have to gird ourselves for battle on many levels. You know, when you see such evil as infanticide being legalized, you know, all the way through third trimester and after, and when you see you know, young children being turned into transsexual, you know, props for deviance, and this is praised and lauded on network television, you know, with a clapping studio audience. you know, I don't know where the big battle will be when, you know, the balloon goes up for all of us at once, but all of us in our own time, on our own days, we're going to have to be faced with these. I would like to think that if I was in a studio audience where they were, you know, cheering for, you know, transsexual strippers that are 11 years old, that I would get up and shout, do something. We can't just hold our peace or hold our silence, not when evil is so rampant. You know, this is one of the points of political correctness. Political correctness is a way of forcing us to shut up about the evil that the left is doing by calling it hate. Any disagreement with the left, whether it's infanticide or child deviancy, if you protest against it, you're called a hater. Even Martina Navratilova, who's a gay tennis player, she's been, you know, kicked out of the left club for saying that it's not fair for biological men who claim that they're women to compete against women. I mean, we're in such a crazy time that we have, you know, grown adults on network television looking at a man and saying, yes, it's a woman. This is Alice in Wonderland. This is Through the Looking Glass. You know, this is a very dark time. And when a country becomes so delusional, it's going to go off the rails in some other ways. If the Democrats win in 2020, God help us. I see total gun control. I see all kind of laws being passed that would push us toward some kind of a civil war, because we won't just quit. I'm sorry. You have any final comment there, Daniel?
Point in all that. So my circle is very low, very small, right? I'm a family man. I don't run around with buddies. I don't have a big social media presence. So me bringing all that up is for all the men out here to, my mind is kind of get my house in order, right? So when I speak to my wife or my family about things like this, when we get emotional and go over the top, you're not communicating well, especially with women. Our battle, sir, we all can feel it's coming. And, right now, I feel like it's a chance for men to get their house in order.
Yeah, and also at the neighborhood level, get out, ride a bike, go running, do something that gets you around the neighborhood. Find the other men. Find you a reason to walk up and ask them. If they're just mowing the lawn, ask them what kind of fertilizer they use, anything. Get to know your neighbors. There is strength in numbers. Nothing can defeat, you know, a group of a half dozen men when they find out when they've got so much in common. They all care about their families. They care about their neighborhood. You know, but you can't just exist on your sofa inside of your living room watching television and watching the world collapsing around us. Get out and network now. It's vitally important. Find the other preppers. Find the other conservatives. It's important. And when we come back, we'll go back to the next call.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now just imagine there are thousands thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, we're back and we're going to go back to the phones. To be fair to everybody, there's a ton of people lined up. We're going to try to get more than one or two calls in during a segment, so I'm not going to make it much of a conversation. I'll just let people have a chance to speak. Wild in Wisconsin, been hanging on for a while, wants to discuss Rogan and Jones. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to drop some pieces in, Matt, that were kind of overlooked or not mentioned. One thing that's important to remember is just how there was indoctrination camps previously for Marxism. They're currently going on in the guise of music festivals. Whether if Vegas was involved in that, I don't know. But that's one thing to look at. And secondly, as George Norrie said about his experience in South America, there's a difference between taking an intoxicant and having a trip or spiritual experience, and a difference between near-death experiences and doing it without an intoxicant. Without an intoxicant, obviously you're not intoxicated. Therefore, things are a lot more clear.
Is this coming around to Joe Rogan and Alex?
Yeah, because they were talking about DMT trips and ceremonies like that.
Yeah, I personally, I don't recommend tripping. I know too many people that that burn themselves out. You know, you hold those electrodes to your brain for too long, and you're going to absolutely fry some permanently. So, I don't have a lot of experience with tripping. I'm not ashamed to admit. Tracy in Georgia, we're just going to go down the line. Tracy in Georgia, what is it? You say 9/11 changed everything. Go ahead, Tracy.
Yes, sir. Hey, how you doing, Mr. Bracken?
I'm fine, thanks. Go ahead.
Basically, 9/11 to me put fear into the American's heart. Simply after that, that's when the political correct culture came. That's when we were basically after our quote-unquote hatred for the Islamic State, the Muslims, and everything like that. We kind of went backwards, and the political correct culture came in and basically made us want to basically be nice, if you will.
Well, I see 9/11 as being part of something that's been going on for 1,400 years, unbroken. And you know, there's a lot of great cultures and societies have thought Islam, that's nothing to worry about. Who gives a damn? And guess what? Now they're Islamic. It happened in Christian Egypt. It happened in Christian Turkey. And you can go right down the list. So there's something about Islam that makes it very unique. It's a very sinister and powerful formula for conquest. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the strongest. It's like a social virus that gets inside of a healthy society and gradually takes it over from within and from without by making people afraid to resist it, because always in the back of your mind, you know, there's the thought that somebody might come around, you know, with a knife or a bomb. They'll use bribery. They'll use lies, anything. So anybody that thinks that puts something that's 1,400 years old and very successful with very few setbacks, only Spain and Israel are territories that have been reconquered from Islam. Once it's in, it's in. It's like it's got hooks that can't be pulled out. So I see this commonly also with people who blame everything on the bankers or blame everything on the Jews. It's a very simplistic worldview to say, oh, our country is fine and the, you know, there is no Muslim threat. Well, you know, tell that to the many, many countries that were strong and thriving and are now today Islamic. They were all taken over by it. It's a very serious threat. Chris in Illinois, let's go back to Joe Rogan. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Matt. Good afternoon. That was a great interview. And I think the thing that I find is going to be effective is sort of this coalition of conservatives, and not even conservatives, but people that are, you know, allowing free speech, such as Joe Rogan, Alex going on Joe Rogan, Culture with Ali Alexander, InfoWars, you know, all of these guys getting together and, coming together and putting any differences aside just to sort of unite, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. Yesterday was massive. I mean, there's been more than 3 million views of a 4-hour and 40-minute podcast. I mean, imagine that. That's got to make the network talking heads, if they had any sense, take notice. Those are huge numbers that are happening outside of their control. You know, Joe Rogan, I'm not a huge fan, but the fact that, you know, that they can get back together, and I think Alex not only, you know, helped red pill Joe, but I think that so many people watched the podcast that millions of more people were red pilled yesterday. And it's vital. I mean, that's huge. It's huge. And you know, what you see is what you get with Alex. He's unfiltered. You know, when he gets in front of a microphone like that, it's what he is thinking is what he is going to express. Sometimes, obviously, it gets him into trouble because he can go down a thought pattern, you know, where he's playing out permutations and it can start sounding absurd. But what he's doing is he's taking something to logical conclusions. And this has him branded today as a conspiracy theorist. But look at how many of the conspiracy theories turned out not to be conspiracy theories, but actual true conspiracies or just hidden truth. I'm sorry for taking your time. You got a little more there, Chris? Go ahead.
Yeah, so listen, I'm in Chicago, and I work for a food distributor, and I'm telling you, man, during that cold snap, we had to close for a day, and we supplied a restaurant. And after one day of pretty much shutting the city down, the grocery stores were in bad shape. These restaurants were in bad shape. One day. So I think to heed your advice, to get everybody knowing their neighbors, firearms training, getting a bug out bag, so on and so forth. The other thing is I wanted to get your opinion on Joel Skousen's strategic relocation. I wanted to, because, you know, I live in the southwest suburbs, and I have a good exit strategy out of the Chicagoland area to get over to the Midwest where I have some family property. But what's your opinion on that and any other good resources as far as mapping your way out of the large population centers?
Well, if there's a mass exodus from the cities because, you know, for example, the stores were all looted and there's no food, there's no sanitation, and there's no water, bugging out is going to be a really grim proposition. I would advise anybody that's been considering it, get away from big cities. Do it now. Even if there's a big cut in pay, even if you can't work in your chosen profession at full salary, I mean, even if you've got to take a major reduction in salary, get away from the big cities. You know, when the S hits the fan, after the first few months, there's going to be a vast reorganization of our country simply because the blue hives, the cities, they'll be burning and they're going to be depopulating. I hope that it never comes to this, but looking at all of these social confluences and global and social and cultural economic confluences, I see us heading for something that's disastrous on an unparalleled in history scale, and I don't want to be anywhere near a megapolis when it happens. So that number one is I wouldn't plan on bugging out from Chicago. You're just going to get caught in some massive gridlock, where everybody's just at a choke point fighting each other for the, you know, until they're cannibals or get away from big cities is my biggest advice. Anything else, Chris, as we finish out the hour?
Well, I can tell you, though,
the last word.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. I have some friends that I've made contact with again. I haven't hung out with in like 10 years, and we used to raise a lot of hell together. And it's kind of weird how we're all sort of turning back to God, shall we say?
Okay, Chris. I get your point there. We're running right to the end of the hour. I think people are seeing now how serious it is. You know, child deviancy, infanticide, folks. If this doesn't wake you up, I don't know what it's going to take. You know, it's prepare your physical and your spiritual self. Prepare.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.